speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
What do you think about yourself? Whenever you look in the mirror, put away the aging part. That's what I've learned to do. But when you look in the mirror, what do you think of yourself? Are you happy with what you see? Do you really and truly have a love for yourself? Somebody might say, Kevin, should we really have some type of a love for ourselves? Shouldn't we love God and love others? Yes, we must love God above all, and we must love others. Yet at the same time, I believe that God wants us, expects us, in fact commands us to even love ourselves. Keep it in its right perspective, order, but still at the same time, we must love ourselves. In Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 8, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. We must love ourselves. But not only must we say that we love ourselves, we must demonstrate how much we really and truly love the person that God has created us to be. And in this, we need to understand that God expects you and me as Christians to take care of ourselves physically. It took me a good bit through the course of my life to come to this conclusion. There was a time in my life where that, as you well know, I did not take very well care of myself physically. Spiritually, I felt that as long as I had things in order, I was good to go. But yet at the same time, the way that I was physically, I let myself go. And as a result of that, I contend that it even hurt me, hindered me in regard to my spiritual relationship with God. The Bible identifies to us that Christians are expected to maintain a proper diet. We must not be gluttons. We must make certain that as we eat in moderation, that as we eat, we don't necessarily love to eat, but rather that we eat because we must eat in order to survive, and because of we want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves so that in all we will be able to properly please God and glorify Him with the existence that we have, the body that God has bestowed upon us. As we think in regard to making sure that we have the proper diet, I'm not talking about dieting, but rather making sure that you and I eat properly, continually, as we would eat our three courses a day, if you would. Some people eat throughout the course of the day, but still they eat smaller portions, and that, I believe, is okay too. As we look to eating, I believe that God has provided us with the things that is essential for us to physically be the type of people that He would not only command us to be, but friends, also be pleased with. He's given us meat, and for that, I love to eat meat, and as a preacher, you can probably guess what my favorite meat is. It's chicken. I love to be able to eat and to have the protein that God provides as a result of that. I also enjoy vegetables. And there are great benefits, blessings, vitamins and such that come off of vegetables. And before services, Wilma actually asked me, she says, what about desserts? And there's nothing wrong with having desserts as long as we treat it well, as long as we don't overeat. And that's true not only whenever it comes to dessert, that's true, isn't it, even when it comes to everything. I used to look at food and to think that I couldn't wait to sit down and to eat and to see how much I could eat because I just loved food. To go to a smorgasbord, an all-you-can-eat buffet, was what I always wanted to do back years ago. And the reason that I wanted to go was because of the variety of food that was there, and to be able to taste those foods and to consume all that I possibly could. You overpay, don't you, really and truly, for a smorgasbord, for an all-you-can-eat place? And my philosophy was is that if I'm going to pay that large price, that high price for my meal, I'm going to come out the winner here. And I remember leaving places, having eaten for a long period of time, and having overeaten, and by the time I get out to the car, having to undo my belt because it was so tight. That's getting your money's worth, and maybe not from a healthy point of view. Today, I will admit, as I stand before you, I still like to go to these all-you-can-eat places that have a variety because of the variety that is there, not because I want to eat everything that is in sight. We must make certain that as we look to food, we look to it from a proper angle so that we are getting a healthy diet. And also, I believe that the Bible very clearly says to us is that there is amazing benefits in bodily exercise. Now, I'm very much aware, which was a part of our scripture reading a few moments ago, as Paul instructs to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, he says that bodily exercise profits little. I used to be the individual that would stand and to say, let's focus on the little part of that. Little benefit is in exercise. But today I say that let's focus on the profits there, the benefits. As a result of our exercising, there is great benefit. When we were working in Pennsylvania, a lady, faithful member of the church, who's now passed on, Sue Brannon, Sue despised exercise, I think, as much as I did back then. And she and I would talk about people who would go out and exercise, and we would say, that will never be us. Boy, she could only see the way that I look at it now. I love to exercise. Why? Because I love the benefits that come as a result of exercise. And whenever I go out and ride my bike, whenever I go out and run or walk, whenever I look at things from the angle that I believe that God expects me, and I see others also who look at and approach their life in the same manner, I see the great benefits and blessings that God has in the exercise that you and I are able to engage in. And He blesses us to that end. We must, as Christians, understand the type of people God wants us to be from a physical standpoint as it would relate to our being able to be successful in our ongoing efforts to glorify His name in our appearance, but more specifically, as it would relate to our relationship with Him and working in the kingdom. Above physically, God wants you and me to remain spiritually fit. That ought to be our ultimate goal, to walk worthy before God, to be counted as not as a member who has left the church, but rather a member who is thriving in the body. One who commits their life 100% to God, never looking back, knowing that those who look back, that they're not fit for the kingdom. And in all then, God wants us to have this focus on Him through life of the eternal life that He has prepared for His faithful children in the end. The question that stands on an ongoing basis then is, how are we going to be able to stay spiritually fit, pleasing and acceptable to God in order for us to stand before Him as such in the end? Friends, tonight I tell you that there are some vital vitamins that will help us in our pursuit to please God, in our determination to grow as Christians and to be able to make it through this life faithfully as one of His children. What are these vitamins? Today we talk about vitamin A and the vitamin and the benefits that come forth off of that, even if it is a supplement. As I think about the vitamin A for the Christian, I want to present before us the need as Christians to attend every possible church gathering. And tonight I realize that when I speak about attending the worship service, that I'm really and truly, if you would, speaking to the choir. You are the ones who are always here, and for that, I praise you, I commend you, and I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you because of your love and commitment to God to be here no matter what. We must worship God in spirit and in truth, and there are benefits, not only where that we focus on God, but there's benefits that also come forth to you and me as Christians whenever we come together as God's people to worship and to praise Him according to spirit and in truth. But also, though, in regard to our gathering with every possibility with the church, I want us to go even beyond coming together for worship. during opportunities that we might have to fellowship with one another. I want to encourage every one of us to be a part of those fellowships. The times that we are able, that we're given to be with each other over in the annex on a monthly basis is very important for helping us to get to know one another, helping us to be able to continue to grow towards and in a deeper love with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And therefore, we ought to look to those monthly opportunities as a blessing. And then I contend, I want to encourage that we would do all that we possibly can to be there. And I know that there are things that hinder us from time to time, yet at the same time, our heart's desire ought to be with the saints, to be with the saints every chance that we might have, even whenever it comes to getting involved in the various works of the church. You and I ought to make it a point to be there. We have the Autumn Street Fair coming up. I believe it is October the 3rd, and that is an opportunity that Brother Neil has worked and will continue to work in putting together for us to go out and to be a part of the community, to reach out to our community with the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you and I would do well, not only for the sake of reaching out to these souls, but you and I would do well to be there and to work with our brothers and sisters of like precious faith, and to see the way in which they are committed to God, and then we will grow as a result even of our being with each other for work such as this. Friends, we must make certain that we understand the importance of vitamin A in our walk as a Christian, to attend every possible church gathering as God, I believe, would be pleased with. But then also, I want to put before us the need for vitamin B, to be an example that glorifies God. Truth of the matter is, every single one of us is an example, either for the good or for the bad. Amen? We go out, and as we live in the world looks to us as we would even look to the world. And no doubt, as you and I come in contact with various ones, we would look to these individuals and we would say, because of the life that they're living, because maybe they have a foul mouth, we would say they are a terrible example. Well, guess what? If we are involved in similar things, if we're talking like the world, if we're living like an ungodly person, the world would look to us and say, you're no better than I am. They would look to us and say, you're a bad example of what a Christian ought to represent. God expects you and me to live to the glory of His name in word and deed. And therefore, friends, you and I need to do all that we possibly can do as we read and study the Scripture, to say, how do these things apply? Not only to Christians in general, but how do these things apply to me and my relationship with the Lord? And what must I do to implement, to put them into my life, that I might walk in such a manner that would help to lead people to God, and that would also please God, that would glorify Him continually in my life? Vitamin B for the Christian is B, an example that glorifies God each and every day of your life here. But then also, as I think about vitamins, I think about vitamin C. And vitamin C that I present for our consideration tonight is to create ways to share your faith. We are blessed to be able to go outside of these doors and to live in the world. And yet at the same time, you know, as I'm getting ready to press upon you again, we cannot live like the world. Amen? Because if we do, we're no better than the world. But in that, we live in the world, and we are to have that influence upon the world, as we've been talking about, through glorifying God. But yet in all, friends, not only must we live an exemplary life in front of the world, we must speak up. We need to be audible whenever it comes to our faith in God. We need to take stands against the ungodliness that we're finding in our society, and let the world know, let the people in our gatherings know, is that we're not like these individuals. We don't have those ungodly principles, but rather we're going to stand where God is. So we need to be vocal whenever it comes to those things, but we also need to take an opportunity, or to create opportunities, if you would, to tell people about Christ. Do you have family members who are not members of the Lord's church? And have you ever spoken to those family members? I'm going to trust, and I look out amongst our group here tonight, and I feel as if I know most of you really well, maybe some of you too well, just kidding, in that as we look at each other, I'm going to trust and state that I really believe that you've talked to your family members. But how long has it been since you've last said something to your family members who are not members of the church, or to your friends who are not members of the church, or to people you work with, or kids that you go to school with? We need to do all that we can to create, to take advantage of the opportunities that God lays before us to tell people about the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ our Lord, realizing the terror of the Lord, as the Apostle Paul exclaimed in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11. And that's why he went about, he said, trying to persuade or to convince people about God's saving grace. We need to have vitamin C, if you would, in our lives to create those opportunities to tell the lost and dying world about Christ. And then in all, too, we need to think about vitamin D. And that, as I'm presenting it tonight, is to develop our God-given gifts. God has blessed each and every one of us with gifts. And I'm not talking about spiritual gifts. Those were things that were present under the first century that was given directly by the Father through the Holy Spirit unto the apostles and passed on through the laying on of the apostles' hands. And whenever the apostles died, there was no longer this passing on of spiritual gifts, and therefore miraculous manifestations of the Holy Spirit. They're no more. They are still gifts, though. And those gifts are identified in the context of Matthew chapter 25, verses 13 through verse 34. And those are talents. Those are abilities that God bestows upon each and every one of us. And granted, some people have greater talents than others. But friends, all of us have talents. And what God teaches us from the presentation of the parable here in Matthew chapter 25, 13 and following is that He wants us to invest our talents in His work through our service as the body of Christ, individually even. He wants us to be involved in using the abilities that He gives us. And if we do not, then the Scripture very clearly identifies is that we lose those talents. We even use that phraseology, if you would, in our lives. If you don't use it, you lose it. And that is so true. As we look to the way in which our function is with God, He gives us talents and we must invest those talents. And as a result of us using those talents to the glorification of God's name, friends, God increases our talents. He blesses us with greater abilities. And then comes also that responsibility to invest those talents. And you say, Kevin, it's a never-ending effort. And to that we say, Amen. We keep working to the glory of God's name and God keeps blessing us so that we will be able to be of greater service to Him during the time in which we are here. Vitamin D. Let's work each day to develop our God-given gifts or talents. And let's do these to the glory of God. But also tonight, as we bring this lesson to a close, I want us to think about vitamin E. And that, as I'm presenting, would be to examine ourselves on a daily basis. Christianity is not a once-and-done deal. Baptism is essential for salvation. It's only whenever an individual is baptized that God forgives them of their sin, and it's at that given time that the Lord adds us to His church. And we must go through those things in order for us to be counted as a child of God. But friends, the Bible identifies is that we must continue on. We must endure till the end. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22. We must remain faithful until death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. We must keep on keeping on. We must keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And in all of this, we must examine ourselves. How do we examine ourselves? Don't compare yourself to the world. If you do, you're using the wrong standard. Because the world is ungodly. The world doesn't know God. And if we're trying to be like the world, then we're going to end up being like the world in regard to our relationship with God. It's going to be non-existent. If we want to continue to be counted as a child of God, if we want to continue to abound until the end and to stand before God in judgment and hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, for a deed that is well done, enter in to the glory of heaven." If we want to be counted as a faithful child of God, we must examine ourselves each and every day according to the Scripture. We must study the Bible every day, and we must ask ourselves questions on an everyday basis. How am I doing? Are there things in my life that I need to be doing different? Are there things in my life that God expects me to be doing that years ago I came across and I read and I, at the time I said I was going to do it, but I never followed through with it? Are there things in my life that I need to change? And then go beyond asking ourselves that question. Let's do what God expects us to do to make those changes. Each and every day, let's examine ourselves to see whether or not we remain in the faith as one of God's faithful children. Christian vitamins. We must make sure that we take them, that we use them to the glory of God's name every day in order for us to be as His children in this life and to have hope as His children in the day to come. If you're here tonight and you're outside of the body of Christ, we want to extend the Lord's invitation to you to become one of His children, to confess Christ to be the Son of the living God, to submit yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin, that whenever you do this in your love for God, in obedience to His will, realizing that God will forgive your sins and add you to the church, and then you have a responsibility at that point to be raised out of the watery grave of baptism to now walk and to live your life faithful before God. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we want to invite you with His call.